This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to deal and work and learn the bracha Shalaya Sanigay. After Nesin Lasechivino, which we spoke last week, the bracha, the next bracha is Shalaya Sanigay. And the same nusach is Shalaya Sani Oved, Shalaya Sani Isha. The Shaila de Mefarshim ask, why do we say it Loshin Shlili? Shalaya Sani. He didn't make me a guy. He didn't make me an Eved. Say what he did make me. Mikemach Tayid. Baruch Ata Hashem Shasani Yehudi. Shasani Yisrael. Why do we make the bracha shlili in the abst? Shloi, I didn't. I'm not. I'm not a goy. I'm not an eved. I'm not an isha. So this kasha already is addressed in the Taz and Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simim Mem Vav Eis Dalit. The Bach also is marich on it. Shloi, Shloi Asani. So the Taz gives a teretz based on a Gemara Erevin Yud Gimel. People are looking at the sheets. The first Maramakim is this. And it's the last Maramakim. It's the only Maramakim. Alright. That's the Musa for the day. Good. Alright. On your sheets you look. Shalei Asani Goy. The Kasha. The Taz. Yadu akushes ha-meforshim, lama mevarchim, b'loshin shlili. Why do we do it? The language of shlili. On the side, I quote you to look at the Taz and the Bach. The Taz gives a teretz based on the Gemara Erevin, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Beishamay, Beishil, and Nimnu v'gamru. They had a discussion if it's kedai for a person to be created. And they came to Maskana, not kedai. You're better off not to be created. Savelt from problemen. And the only thing you could have in this world is obstacles. The nefesh comes down to Haira, and who knows if it comes back in the same way. Hashem Yishma, Tzeischa Vayecha, Mi'ata V'Yadeilam. Who says you go back? Rain, wie's gekommen. So it's better off that you're not created. Memele sagt der Taz that we couldn't say Shosani. Danke der Rebbeinu Shleilam, was hat mir gemacht. It's not so good that we were created. Nimnu v'gamru. Nimnu means they had a discussion, and v'gamru, they came to a final conclusion that it's better for a person not to be created. The Bach gives a different teretz. The Bach says that if we said Shosani Yisrael, the Melech means not an Eved. Shosani Yisrael means he gave me all the mitzvahs of Yisrael, Tayag mitzvahs, the Melech means not Isha. We'll have to discuss the Brach Shle Yosani Isha. Seems like a very harsh bracha. Danken Rebbein Shmishkin Frei. We'll discuss it. It needs to be dealt with. Dashkofes HaTeira, Ish V'Isha, the Cheshivas of Ish V'Isha. And why, as Yidin, do we make a bracha? Shalei Asani Isha. We'll get to that a little bit later. Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz was marich on this Indian a little bit. We'll talk about it. But Akol Panim says the Bach, if we made the bracha Shasani Yisrael, then we would not be able to make the bracha Shalei Asani Isha and Shalei Asani Ovid. So therefore we say Shalei Asani Goy, which still doesn't mean Shalei Asani Ovid, which still doesn't mean Shalei Asani Isha. Therefore you can still make the two brachas after you said Shalei Asani Goy. Hazei zogt der Bach. And that's the third Maor Mokum on your paper, the sheets that I've given you. The Teretz of the Bach. That when he says, Shosani Yisrael, he includes, it's already included, Shalai Yosani Isha and Shalai Yosani Evid. So we bow, we will machen drei brachis. In Platz, we machen ein brache. You want to be mefarit, which is, by the way, discussion. We'll talk through the Inyanim of Tefillah. Melech, Mehulo, Batishbacho. We speak out so many different protim of Shevach, which is the Yisoid of Shevach. Shevach means to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on every detail, on every stage. You know, today, how do we say thank you? We remember that the Pesach Klali is to say thank you. Hakaras HaToiv is to detail. And to say clearly, this, I thank you for this, and I thank you for that. So Mimela, we want to make sure that we're Mefarit. Shleyasani Goy, and Shleyasani Isha, and Shleyasani Oved. So therefore we don't say, Shosani Yisrael. No, Sakut the Teretz? No. The Tazalein, Frekta from Bach, is the Chanedim from the Bach, right? The Taz is the son-in-law of the Bach. Frekta von Schwer, was frekta? The Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph says clearly that it's better to be memayit if you're able to conclude and include apa brachas tzamin. Better to say what one instead of being marbe bebrachas. Shalei l'tzayich shouldn't be maskil the Shem Hashem and make brachas l'chinam. So frekter Taz Adarabe. Right? Adarabe. So men zogin Shosani Yisrael. And you don't have to what? Say Shloyasani Oved and Shloyasani Isha. Das is Reiden Shulchan Aruch. Shay. Now basically you all hear the Teretz. Das darf man wissen. This is what we call, this is the Yisoid. Yisoid is the Kazachim. Da wissen. But the reason why we make the bracha shlili, not Shosani Yisrael, but Shalai Asani Gai, is either because Noyech Loi Shalai Nivra, it's better if a person wasn't created, or because otherwise we wouldn't be able to make the bracha Shalai Asani Oved and Shalai Asani Isha. The Bach gives a different teretz, a second teretz to his kasha. Zot the Bach, that if you would say the bracha Shosani Yisrael, it would sound like there's only a Shevach Ayid in the Welt. Goyim have no purpose, have no tachlis. Yeah. I say Zot the Bach, if you would say Shosani Yisrael, it's Kehilu, you're saying only thing that exists in this world is Yisrael. If you say Shaloi Asani Goy, what are we saying? Goyim Zeichepes. Also very important, but Bach Hashem, you didn't choose me to be part of that group that's needed, and that of course is part of the creation, the Bri of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and part of the Shevach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam's Gewaldige Bri. The Mela, we say what? Shaloi Asani Goy. Azei Zok the Bach. Wollt mir gesagt, Shosani Yisrael. So that it would imply, not Ayid. The only thing that counts in this world is Yidin.
Gracious.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm treading carefully because he's a big in Yonim. Let's talk. Let's go slow. Ich mag doch immer sagen, Abach. Ich mag doch immer sagen, Abach. All right. I want to tell you an interesting tshuva from Reb Shlomo Kluge. Reb Shlomo Kluge wrote toizentus tshuvas, toizentus. It was a tremendous mechadish. Wrote many svarim. His tshuva sefer is called Ha'elef L'Chashloim, based on the pasuk of the Shir Hashirim, Ha'elef L'Chashloim. Toizentus, for us. While Reb Shloime Klug had geschrieben tausende tshuvos and tausende thousands of svarim. So in our Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Dalid, he discusses that someone in his time wanted to change the Nusach HaBracha and not say Shaloy Osani Goy. He wanted to say Shaloy Osani Akum. That's what he wanted to say. Shaloy Osani Akum. Why? First of all, Goy? Mitochecha Goy. What, Yidin Zen Nish Goy? Huh? Yeah. Ki mi Goy Godel? Ashaloy Elikim Goy Kodesh? Eh? Stell sich vor, mir ruft ein Mensch, Goy, was machst du? He'll get angry at you. Posik sagt, Posik ruft mir ein Goy. Ki mi Goy Godel? Ashaloy Elikim Kreven, my love. We're not a nation? Eh? So there was a person in the Reb Shloime Kluge's Tkufa that wanted to change the Nusach and say, Shaloy Osani Akum. Zak Reb Shloime Kluge, on two fronts, he's upset. Now, before we get to the tshuva of Reb Shloime Kluge, why he tells the person he's wrong, there's a sefer called Hatzadik Reb Shloime. It's the name of the sefer, Hatzadik Reb Shloime. It's a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. His name was Reb Shloime Bloch. Talmud of the Chafetz, famous, everybody knows. Okay. There he writes that the Chafetz Chaim did not say Shaloy Osani Goy. Didn't say Shaloy Osani Goy. What did the Chafetz Chaim say? The Chafetz Chaim would say Shaloy Osani Akum. Interessant. Interessant, huh? Chavetz Chaim said, my reason is because Goy, Alidin, we're also Goyim, Kimi, Goy Godel, Shaloy Elikim Kraven Melech. So the Chavetz Chaim himself didn't say, Shaloy Asani Goy. Reb Shloime himself didn't say, Shaloy Asani Akum, like the Chavetz Chaim did. He would say, Shaloy Asani Nochri. So now we have different language. You hear? The Kenzagin Shleasani Goy. But Goy could also mean a Yid. And the Chavetz Chaim said, and a Chanami. Goy can mean a Yid. Kimi Goy Godel. So we could either say Shaloy Asani Akum, or we could say Shaloy Asani Nochri. So the Rebbe gesagt, Shaloy Asani Akum. And the Talmud said, I didn't do that. I said, Shaloy Asani Nochri. Why? So if you look at the tshuva of a Ha'elef L'chashleime, Reb Shloime Kluge, he says, Meredik. He says, first of all, when we talk about Akum, what about those Goyim that are not Akum? They're not Oivid, Kechavim Mazolus. They're not Kefrim. They believe in Hashem. So what, that you're not making a bracha? We're not talking about the guy versus Mamish, Amishuganel, versus he's Oivid, Eitzim Avonim. Verkehrt. You could have a guy versus Oizgehalten mit Sheva Mitzis B'nei Neach. And that you're not Mishabech Debishnu, that you're not that? So therefore he says, you're not allowed. He says, Das Alein Apikusis. I say, Das Apikusis. If a person comes and says, Shalei Asani Akum, what do you mean? Nicht Akum. A Goy versus Oive de Ebeshte. Das willst du ja sein? That you'd be happy with? So you can't say Shaloy Asani Akum. You have to say Shaloy Asani or the Nachri or the Goy. How about Goy? Goy Ayid is Eich HaGoy? So the Achidu Shnifli. You ready how they say? When are Yidin called Goy? When they're together as a nation, we're a Goy. But each individual guy is called a guy. A Yid alone separately is not called a guy. Why? because the Yidin have a chibur. So the Yid can never be called what? An individual guy. As nishtan egin a mensch, as the chachelik from the guy kaddish. A guy? Yedo mensch is a guy for sich allein. Yeah. Yeah, El Kabei, say, make a decorate. It's a new chiddish. What's shot in guy? A Yid can in sein king guy. For was? Because he's a chalik of a big. You're right. The nation as a whole were a guy. But the individual guy, other kid shaykhis, but the rest of the nation that he claims to be part of, he's an individual. So each individual guy is called a guy. So Rabbeisai, here we have a megadika. So either we say Shalai Asani Goy, and the Taich of Goy means a Goy, even if someone is not an Eivik Kechavim, a Goy, even if he's a person that keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and he believes in the Rabbeinu Shalai Lam, still we say Shalai Asani Goy. And here we're learning that the Chafetz Chaim wanted the Nusach Shabi Shalai Asani Akum. The Talmud said, I didn't say Akum Estami, he meant because of the tshuva of Reb Shlomo Kluge, the Mezul Zagin Akum. So he said, Shle Asani, Nachri. Lemaisa, I saw a Meyudik Hassam Sofer. Now, you're looking a little bit on your sheet, so let me help you a little bit. We went through most of the Mar Mekaymus, all the way down to the bottom. Reisi Hassam Sofer, okay? We went through the Bach, we went through the Tshuvas from Shlomo Kluger, and we went through the back and forth, the Talmud and the Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, the Sefer of Hatzadik Reb Shlomo. Shame. I saw a Megadik Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer is on the Gemara Ervin of Mutiv Leil Adam Shloi Nivra. And he brings this Pshaf in the Taz, that therefore we say Shlili. We say Shaloi Yosani Goy. Because a person is better off if he wasn't created. Frag der Sam Sefer. But we say, Baruch Elokeinu, Shebaranu Lechvedei. Huh? What are you going to do? We mean to sing Baruch Elokeinu Simchas Teirah. Why, we shouldn't sing it? We should manage to sing it. Chastir, does that mean, you can't say Baruch Shebaranu. And then you say you can't say Shosani because better if I wasn't created. The Taz is gerecht and there is nigit baruch aleikeinu. It's more than a nigit. What is the pshat? What's the pshat? Before you start davening, you're starting now, before you mekabel o malchus shemay, far kriyishma, far shminesre, mutav lo yishladim shloi nivre. But once you finish davening, daf mezogin baruch aleikeinu shebechanu lechveita. A mensch wekt uf in de frie. Elochanami. There's a problem to say what? Baruch Shasani. Who knows? Wer weiß, was wird abtracht mit den Damenen? Wer weiß, zu kommen in den Damenen? Wer weiß, kommt in Zeit auf Damen? Who says he'll come on time? And who says he'll do? And who says he won't schmooze during? Does Tom and Shredden? Okay. Okay, Chasson. Chatasi. Gesagt muss. Entschuldigung. Who knows, as the Davenen wird erreicht kommen, wie es darf zu sein, yeah? Aber noch the Davenen, after Davenen, it's Baruch Lelekeinu, Sheberanu Lechveide. Okay, say, let me get up some geschmack in the Chassam Sefer. Let me a bissel zulegen. In Yiddish, vielleicht man sagen, hein der Eilen Weisers der Nusa, a bissel Salz und Pfeffer, say, vielleicht man sagen, zulegen a bissel Salz und Pfeffer, a little salt and pepper. Atam in the Chassam Sefer. Yeah, you like the terms of Chassam Sefer? This, that the Bach and the Taz are talking that we shouldn't say Shosani because Mutv Loi Ladim Shloi Nivre. That's before you start your full day, you're davening. I don't know why we don't do it. We should do it. You ever see a person leave shul? I'm telling you, some foolish some saver abei say. That's what some saver says. Nachin davening is baruch elikenu. Shebaranu lechveid. Abei say, let's add a little bit at santa zach. It's yedua. It's brat. It's documented that the Shloyasani goy daf min zogim mit simche. I'll tell you a few maisalach about it. But it's already in the historia, from the literature of Svarim and Achreinim, der brache daf min zogim mit simche. See them zogim as from Kedushas Levi, Baba Ditshever, Mamish, Hasimche, like you brought out. See the Shesvarim, Shesani Goy, yeah, Mevedik. Litvish is Agnes from Babar Ber, Heilige Bechashmul. What is their Simche, Shesani Goy? What is this? What is Mesamech? So if you look at your sheets, we're holding you ready by the third Maramachim. But Mesamchu, what is their ganze Freid? What is their Simche? What is Mesamch, Shesani Goy? So Pashat Lampin, the guy, the Chai Yarud, the Chai Bilike, the Chai Klanidirke Mensch, well, too much Yiddish words, I'm sorry. He's a low class person, you know, how could you compare him to, that's a Chai Rav. I saw, there's a Sefer for Rav Steinman. It's called Miskenim Esbainan. Bring the smoozing for Rav Steinman. So he fateiched the Shalayasani Goy that you gotta start understanding. Amoyim Goyim, Zenimamish Yerudim. Yeah. Nebach, Weis Megaten, Ball Games Heintum, Weis Mamish Mevildovit, Schrecklach. Das ist Gil Baamim, Nebach, the Yerida was Tutsach up. I'm even Yavin, I don't wanna go into the Pratim, but Father, the Shiflus, Havi Kunta Yid. How does a Yid even come to that level of shiflus to paint them of your body and to have a leif of your meshugin, a vilde ox and gas, was tutsa, shay, I'm even yob, all right? And if you don't know, ashrechem betavi aleichem brach, shay. Lemaiser, zot Rav Steinman, a goy, tach a yarud, tach a bilike mensch, and he brought a cute story. He says that in Russia, they prayed to Rav Steinman in the Shmuyas, that in Russia there was a tkufa that they wanted to make a rule, a law, that they're not allowed to sell schnapps in the morning till after the workday. Why? Reflect the kef in the schnapps. They used to, huh? Oh, reflects a chanshiker, and they never went to work. The whole workday went out the window. They used to get drunk. Yeah. So Rav Steinman said that they discussed, you know what? Why do they have to go and make a rule not to sell in the morning? Yeah? Why do they have to make a rule not to sell in the morning? Let them go and buy it the night before. Yeah? And they'll have it by the morning. I mean, what's the big deal? Mach da ganze rule. Yeah? So they'll buy it the night before. And they'll drink it in the morning. So they came to a consensus. As if it is kefen by nacht, it is endikin by the battle by nacht. He'll definitely drink it through. He won't control himself till the next day. I mean, otherwise, think about it. What's the big rule? He'll buy two bottles, right? He'll buy three bottles, right? One for the supper and one for breakfast, yeah? So Taylor said, they realize it's not going to help them any, because if they buy three bottles, the bottle of drinking off and out. He says, now you understand. Shleisani goy. Now, Rabbeisai, it doesn't have to be schnapps. It could be al yetzahara. So don't think, tell me how many people wake up first thing in the morning and they run to the computer. There's addiction. Addiction. Addicted. I'm old, but you're addicted to schnapps. I'm not addicted to andere Narischkeiten. I'm not here to give schmoozing about cell phones. I'm not. That's not the discussion. The addiction of it. The mishagas of it, Rabbeisai. Shay. I want to tell you that years past, I used to say a vort, that what's the Shaleasani Goy? If you notice, I put you a little star on the paper next to the story that Rav Steinman used to say. What's the Shaleasani Goy? For count. Whatever it is, a Goy binichnisht. I had always knew, whatever it is, Rabbeinu Shloim, I don't know, am I good, am I bad, am I holding where I should be holding? Ein Zach is klar, Rabbeinu Shloim, can goy benachmish, I yid benach, zeich ha-matrek, you hear? Me meil zok me da shlili, you hear? Because the brach is nit as evil was ich bin, ich dank Rabbeinu Shloim, that I'm not was ich bin ish. This year, and I want you to know, it's an Alein L'Shabech, it's Beduyik. How do we say Alein L'Shabech, L'Adrein HaKoy, L'Sei Yizgidulu, L'Yoyi Tzibereishis? No? Shalei Asadik Yigayi Ratzis. Id Fashtei. Thank you, Rabbi Nishim, but you're not. That's the first thing. In the morning, the first thing you wake up, you realize, Vasich Benisht. No, then thank you, Rabbi Nishim. We spoke many times. His lowest Yid Kumpnisht. To the guy. The guy is the guy. Spoke about it. I don't have the time to marich. We spoke barichas based on a Mishnah. One day we'll get back to that Mishnah. Al Kulpanim, I saw this year, and I found it. There's a sefer called Marche Leiv by Rav Schwab. Mashgiach Gate said it's the Schwab. One brother was the famous Rav. Right? Famous Rav Schwab, the different Rav Schwabs. One of them was Mashgiach. He says that he heard for a Baruch Ber this word. Now, what's the pshat? Me macht a brache, welche brache macht bin? Whatever it is. Was ich bin weiß ich nicht. Aber ein sagt weiß ich. Shalei asani goy. Okay. Fura barabel bringt mir, that's not the kavon of shalei asani goy. Not the nidik goy. Verkehrt. The shene goy. The mechubit, the president goy. Heint is nicht kein reise chiddish bei mir. Einzig weiß, mit den Schäf Schatten sind alles dasselbe. The president mit the Jahre, das ist alles dasselbe Sache. But upon him, there was a time where a president is given a Psach, weiß. And he said, on him, I think, and I make the bracha, Shalei Asani Goy. You want to see them bring it? They bring a mice of the Baditshev, I saw it. Say your shame. Put down that the Baditshev reflect, with the Rebbe's fucking coming in shul, they used to say brachas. In the morning, a lot of times, the Rebbe's, they make brachas. They say, they go to Amit to say brachas. He skipped Shalei Asani Goy. So they went over to the Baditshev and they asked him, why are you skipping Shalei Asani Goy? He says, because I was walking in the street. And I saw a rich chosh of a guy going to a chosh of a carriage. And he was walking around, via chosh. And Fakir, he was really, I saw a real, real special aristocrat for that guy. Habe ich gleich gemacht die Brache Shalei Asani Goy. It's the same nicer Rabbeisai, yeah? That he saw in the street that Pesach. Actually, when we go on the way to shul, yeah? And we see Chveis, so we're gleich machen the brache. Chveis was meset and gas, but we're gleich machen the brache, huh? Maskin? Maskin. Shay. I want to tell you over a myriad of gesagt that I was Messiah from. There's a safe in Maisach Dailin. Brings a lot of interesting history. They bring from the first Rothschild. The first Rothschild was Remeir Anschel. It was the first Rothschild. Eflagain and Gas, and the way all Yidden in that Kufa, they used to be, you know, the Goyim Flagin Chapin, they used to Chapa. Jud, Yidden, they used to make Chesik of the Yid. He would take out his wallet and give them a dollar. Every time a guy had chayzik gemacht for them, till it became known that you want to make panasa, stay in God. It says over there that he used to line up all the young wilde chevre in the town. And they used to line up yid and dust and the flakes again with the larin. And he would say, Ich dank dich for the shevach. Thanks for the compliment. Baruch shleisani goy. And I guess what he was saying is, you're proving my point. You're proving the point. Shleisani goy, you thanked it. Yeah? He was proud. He was proud. He was proud. A yid? Well, you're embarrassed if I cared. I'm very proud of it. Yeah, all of them, ready to pay for it. I flex again in dollar, yeah? Well, not dollar, zlotis. What was it? Stum and those, it was zlotis. It was like zlotis. Shashayna Vaisi, yeah? When you come to shul and you say, Shalaya Sani Gai, what's part of the simcha? It's part of it is being what? Shlotziyasach, to be proud. Shalaya Sani Gai. I saw there's a sefer that quotes, brings letters from Chanei Henech and Alexander. Alexander was one of the great chassidus in Europe. So he writes us a nusach. I was very misragish when I saw it. Paladikazach. It gives me an insight on how they said the bracha. He said that whoever says the bracha of Shloya Sani Goy, and he's not misragish, and he's not mevarich besimcha, he's a coffee type. Coffee type. A coffee tea. Do you have any idea what the Rebbein Shem did for you? Abesai, let me end the kid. Ready? Sam Sefer says, Ameir de Gezach. Then what do we say? We say, Mutav Lai Ladam Shalai Nivra. When do we say, Baruch Lali Keinu Shebaranu Lechvaydai Nachin David? Efshe kemen zogen, Shaloi Asani Goy hat Rebbeinu Shalom gemacht. Asani Yisrael, das mach ich. That's for me to do now. Rebbeinu Shalom gave me the kelim. Rebbeinu Shalom prepared the way. Aber jetzt darf ich sich allein machen, Ayid Rabbi Zay. But Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't make you a Goy or a Yid. Bayisha makes you as a Zanshkin Goy, Hasan Neshama. Yet two mit in Neshama. Pasik steht, Nasa Odom. Nasa Odom. Sag ich Chazal. What's that? Nasa? Nasa together? Nasa? So Chazal says, the Cheretz, we learn from over here that the Rabbi Yishloim spoke to the Pamalia. Unmelent der Cheretz, which is a shmooze for itself. Why did it say Nasa Odom? Chassidus Svar vet gebracht Hashene to her, and the Bina Leitim already says this inside. Beautiful. He says Nasa Adam, because a mensch has a tziruf. It's the Rebbeinu Shleilim and the person himself. Nasa Adam. You hear? Who makes Adam? The Rebbeinu Shleilim gives you the ability to make Adam, but now you have to make Adam with the Eibishter. Yeah. Nasa Adam. The Rebbeinu Shem saying is that together we can make Adam. I want to tell you over Ameira Dika Aaron where this will end. No? Rabbeis, you with me? I saw in Rishayim, I don't remember the exact Rishon that asked the Kasha, why don't we make a Baruch Shlesani Behema? Baruch Shlesani Behema. It's in the Rishayim, yeah? What would you say to Teretz? Now you have to understand, and I don't want to have time to go into it, a lot of Mefarshim learn that this is all about Gilgulim, really. Because the Kasha, the famous Kasha is, what do you mean? The Rebbeinu Shem didn't make me a guy, then I wouldn't be me. Can I make a bracha, Rebbeinu Shem, thank you for not making me? So then it's not me. It means it would be somebody else, right? Not, huh? No one's with me on this bass line. Push up shot, no? You want the song? Okay, if I'm not me, who am I? And if I'm Yenim and not me, the Kotzke Meister, that's what you need for. You need me to tell you a Kotzke Veltel for them. It's a push the shayla. What I mean? Can I make a bracha that he make me something else? Then I wouldn't be me. Farshim talk about it. Achreinim on the Pirushi Atvila ask it. And the Teretz, of course, is based on the Magen Avraham on this Shleyasani Goy, that every night the neshama comes back, very vase, what it comes, the tzirufim, gilgulim, sachin yonamin an neshama, right? Chavetz Chaim, when he made the bracha Shleyasani Goy, you know what he used to do? He used to think about himself, make his cheshbon ha-nefesh, I'm not making a bracha shleisani goy, so I wouldn't be somebody else. Pakat yid zaynish kin goy. That's what we're saying. It's a chofetz chaim. It's a yedudin. He smiles. Beautiful, beautiful. Imagine a person gets that. You know what the problem with all these shirim atesai is? You should really be davening very long, based on all these shirim. You know how long bracha should take. Bracha should take a very long time. If you had the bracha, daf ich trachten was, ich hab gelernt del vach, has it loyasani goy, main dosen loyasani goy. Never had a problem like this. Never had a problem. Reb Simcha Bunim Kohn told me something so interesting. He told me that he once spoke to Reb Shmuel Felder, and he asked Reb Shmuel Felder, did he ever get a shailah about Akaras HaTayv? A shailah, Hakaras HaTayv Shail. He gets Hilchus Shabbos. He said, no, he never got such a Shail. He never got a Shail. To say, a mensch kann sein von Numen mit Alts. And then the basics. I want to know how many people have a Shail. Rebbe, was tu ich? Shleyasani Goy. I just learned Tempshatim and Shleyasani Goy. So what am I supposed to do? Maybe I should down for the Omid ever. So if I down for the Omid, I'll never what? I'll never be able to say it. We have to discuss it as we talk about Hilchus Tefillah a little further. But I'll go upon him. Shleyasani Goy is up to Chafetz Chaim. Shleyasani Goy means what? Not I don't want to be. And I asked the Eibishter, Shleyasani Goy, which can mean Gilgula ben Zachin, I don't know, but it could also mean what? Rebbeinu Shlei Lav. Ich alein left me as a Zayin Ayid, Chomish can go in sich. Does that mean Dankin Rabbeinu Shleila? Rabbi say, you gotta pay attention. Ayid is a beautiful gem, it's a diamond. It's a Shina Zach Ayid. It's Yikara Metzias. And we have that Yikara Metzias the same way you protect the diamond. You need to protect your neshama. And you need to protect yourself. But you should be a Yid. Protect. Shalai Asani Gai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.